It is my pleasure to have Zach and Shelby of Easy Browns in studio tonight for a chat about some new stuff from them and their upcoming Melbourne show. Easy Browns are a bit of an amalgamation of various styles like psych, rock, garage and a bit of punk, making their songs pretty unique. They've been touring their new single Damn Eels nationally for the last little bit, so I'm keen to hear how it's been going. How are you guys?
Yeah, good.
Good, good.
Excellent.
How are you, Al?
I am quite well. I like Al. That's nice. Thank you.
Oh, that's just me being lazy, but everyone gets nicknames in my book.
Good, good.
Some people hate it, but it's like, too bad.
So how's the tour been?
Awesome. to sum it up in one word, succinct. Nah, it's been really fun. It's our first national tour, and it was a lot of work to get it off the ground, so just doing it. Like, I booked it all pretty much myself, and Shelby helps with, like, a lot of the graphic stuff and, like, obviously saw me go through the turmoil and emotions of just, like, hustling the hell out of getting it off the ground.
Mm.
But it all came together really well, and we played some really amazing shows. Everything just felt right and, yeah, just connected with lots of new people, and it was a really lovely experience, and I feel like it sort of set us up to do it. Like, you just, every time you do stuff like that, you learn a bit more and, you know, yeah, it was awesome.
Have you toured nationally before?
We went to Tassie at the start of the year.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we played at Falls in Marion Bay, like, played the Village stage, which is, like, the kooky art cat sort of vibe. Which apparently, I think they've slung it this year. They're not doing it this year, which is lame. So if you're listening and you're organising Falls Festival, get the Village stage back on, because everything else is just like crap, normie, just not good vibes. Just like teenagers getting drunk, pretty much, and which is, I mean, you know, let them do as they will. But you need to have some like cool arty vibe in there. You know, you need to have some interesting stuff. Like they had people in costumes and just like workshops and just like heaps of cool stuff that wasn't just listening to
haven for the weirdos.
Yes, safe haven for the weirdos. Exactly.
Definitely felt at home there.
Yeah, well, you're not welcome anymore, apparently.
No. Probably no, that's why they shut it down, because we made such a mess of it last year.
Now, your newest single, Damn Eels, has a somewhat hidden meaning through the telling of a fictional story. Could you maybe shed some light on what it's about?
Well, actually, the person who it's sort of based around, sort of not fully but loosely based around, is we actually met them in Tasmania over New Year's. And I don't really know if I want to say who it is. I think I'm going to keep that a mystery. Yeah, I'm going to keep that a mystery, but they're really cool musician, really beautiful person, and very smart and realistic about climate change and what's happening in the future, and is like a bit of a prepper, like classic apocalypse prepper vibe.
Right.
And like I'm already like a bit of a eco nut, and I remember them telling me a story about how they plan to have like a dam of eels and living off like having the eels to like irrigate the crops, because you're going to need to obviously grow your own food when shit goes down, irrigate your own crops, and also to be able to eat them, because apparently smoked eel is really nice and stuff. And I remember before I wrote the song, I also remember like doing research into it, like, and thinking like, oh, like eels have to go to the ocean to spawn. Like they travel upstream once they're sort of a bit more formed, but they go to the ocean to like mate and spawn. And I was just like, ooh, loophole, like, you know, well, what about this? And they were just like, oh, no, fish ladder. And I'm just like, whoa, okay, fish ladder. Fish can't actually climb ladders. They don't have opposable thumbs, for all you listeners out there. But if you look up a fish ladder, it's just like a, it's like they build them near dams and stuff as well, so fish can get in and out of dams. It's just like some weird sort of alternate route where fish can, like,
is it like a grate?
It's sort of like a heap of, like, sort of like ponds stacked on top of each other in sort of like a ladder staircase sort of vibe. It's like a fish.
Yeah. So you have to jump up.
Yeah. How do you get from one to the next?
How would an eel jump up?
Like that.
Okay.
Yeah. And
Slytherin in the rocks.
Yeah, Slytherin. Yeah, and so just it really resonated with me because I'm a bit of a... I'm very concerned about the future as well. We actually, Shelby and I actually did the Extinction Rebellion thing on Saturday where we shut down the Princess Bridge. Oh, we had so many filthy oldies coming up to us and just cracking the shits about it. Like, I remember this woman was like, oh, what are you doing blocking the bridge? And I'm like, well, we're not blocking the bridge. It was the police who put up the barriers around it that wouldn't let people through. You know, people were just sitting in the middle of the road blocking trams. It's like, you could have walked down there, but the police decided to make it a crime scene so people couldn't walk there. Mm. It's like, we were just, you know, trying to protest. And I mean, like, you've got to get people's attention somehow. Like, we're trying, you know,
and it was a lovely, like, peaceful protest as well.
It was like, awesome. We were, like, boogieing in the middle of the bridge. Like, there was speakers and stuff, and we were just, like, going crazy dancing. It was really fun.
And there was, like, kids, like, drawing chalk everywhere and stuff. It was really nice. Nice example, you know. Mm. A lot of people were getting really angry, though. Yeah. It's kind of interesting to see how many, like, you know, people's views and stuff, because once someone's just like shouting out what they want, everyone else kind of, all the passerbys kind of just like, you know, kind of opens everyone up.
Yes, definitely.
I wouldn't even say it's a negative thing at all. I think it's quite interesting to like, because you're always in such a bubble all the time. Like,
yeah, the we definitely live in a bit of a bubble here in Melbourne sometimes, not even just like, there's so many different cultural sects in Melbourne as well, not just our cute little north side bubble or north side and beyond, just a bunch of lovers and art weirdos. It's like, outside of that bubble, it's like there's a lot of division in Australia, and obviously Australia's a very divided place politically because of, like, you know, how did the election go? Oh, okay, Liberals are back in, you know? I mean, like, either way you want to look at it, it's... I think it's good to see and talk to people of all different types about this sort of stuff and engage with everyone, because the change isn't going to change... Proper change isn't going to come from excluding people and, you know, just abusing people and making people feel stupid. It's like, oh, you don't believe in climate change, you are such an ignorant, you know, jack-off, you know? It's like, that's not going to solve anything. That just isolates people and excludes people from the conversation. You know, the conversation needs to be for the educated, needs to be for the uneducated, it needs to cover all the bases to actually make change happen, because change isn't going to happen by excluding people. Everyone needs to be in on it, and everyone needs to be working together to create a better future, and building division and just general hatred and fear is just not going to help that at all.
No. So, relating this back to your music, is this something, clearly that you feel strongly about and therefore, like, try to express it through songs like Damiel's? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I remember being in an Uber, remember the Uber driver? When we were in Brisbane, we caught an Uber to the Brisbane airport and, you know, was talking with this Uber driver and they were just like, oh, you know, we're talking about how we're musicians, and they're like, oh, why don't you write songs about it? And I'm just like, dude, all of the songs are about it. And then I did a, like, sneaky album plug, like, you know, write down the Spotify link on a piece of paper and slip it in his front pocket sort of vibe.
I wonder if he listened to it.
Probably not.
So is Damn Eels indicative of some new stuff to be released by you guys? Or is that all hush-hush?
Nah, it's not really hush-hush. I mean, it's... Yeah, what Shelby said. Nah, it's the first single off our next album.
Sweet.
To be released in 2024.
Oh!
the world's not going to be around in 2024, Shelby. Fuck. No, I think early, mid-2020, I think our next album will be out. And definitely got some plans on the horizon. Like, I was recording with Brody, our guitarist. I was recording with Brody today, and we'll probably do some more tracking tomorrow, do some of Shelby's vocals and do some art and stuff for our launch on Friday night as well.
Mm-hmm.
We like to make each show sort of unique, so we're just going to, like, kit the joint out. Like, it'll be sick.
That's very exciting. Who do you have supporting you on Friday?
We have Tram Cops.
Right.
Our friend Mike, who also lives with Shelby and Brody, who are an awesome band, super tight, super fun, and just, like, lovely vibes. And we have Moth, which is the project by Darcy Berry from Gonzo, the drummer.
Right.
And I feel like Moth needs to cop a bit more attention because they, like, Darcy released an LP last year just on, like, SoundCloud, and it's, like, sick. Like, it's actually awesome. It's called, I forget what it's called. just go on the internet and find it. I'll share it on Facebook or whatever if you want to look at it. And we've also got Pussy Willow supporting.
Nice.
Which is also another band that Shelby and I play in. So we were like, oh, who do we get to support? Us! Duh! But Pussy Willow is awesome. Beck from Gutter Girls and our other friend Evangeline are also in it. And it's just like really punchy. It's just fun, you know, like Easy Browns is like, I do a lot of side work for Easy Browns, and it's like Pussy Willow is just like, I just get to play the drums and just like really go for it. It's just like a lot more fun, laid back project, you know, like it's very, we all like really love it. It's, yeah, it's good. And Evangeline is a great lyricist as well, real punchy femme rock vibes, and it's just like powerful, and I feel real proud getting behind her and her message and stuff.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great night.
It is going to be a great night. Oh, my God. Everyone should come.
It's at the Tote, by the way.
Yeah. Everyone come to the Tote. Friday night. Yeah, that's the one. And it's going to be good. And we're going to blow your mind.
Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming in for a chat.
Thank you, Alice.